Вы слушаете подкаст программ «Английский язык по радио» русской службы BBC. Подробнее об аудиопрограммах BBC, доступных для бесплатного скачивания и подкастинга, и правилах пользования на нашем веб-сайте bbcrussian.com.
English anyway. English anyway. Yes, English anyway at all.
Английский на всякий случай. В этой программе мы повторяем глаголы и узнаем, что с глаголом must нельзя употребить глагол can. Вместо этого говорят you must be able to. А еще мы познакомимся с настоящим совершенным временем и Джокондой или Монолизой, а также пьесой Шекспира «Макбет» и концертом Бетховена. Все это сегодня в нашей программе. Но вначале вопрос вам. Как разговаривает Кит?
Keith, you must speak more clearly.
Right. This is program number 36.
Keith, you must speak more slowly.
Right. This is program number 36.
Keith, you must speak more loudly.
Right. This is program number 36.
Thank you, Keith.
Loudly.
Thank you, Keith.
Clearly.
Thank you, Keith.
Slowly.
Thank you, Keith.
Clearly.
Slowly.
Loudly.
Clearly.
Slowly.
Loudly.
I'm speaking clearly.
I'm speaking slowly.
I'm speaking loudly.
And Keith must speak more clearly.
He must speak more slowly.
He must speak more loudly.
You see, his speech isn't clear.
You see, his speech isn't slow.
You see, his speech isn't loud.
Clear, slow, loud.
It isn't clear enough.
It isn't slow enough.
It isn't loud enough.
Clear, slow, loud.
So he must speak more clearly.
He must speak more slowly.
And he must speak more loudly.
Clearly, slowly, loudly.
Yes, he must.
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 Clear, clearly, slow, slowly, loud. Loudly.
I must speak more clearly, slowly, loudly.
You must speak more clearly, slowly, loudly.
He must speak more clearly, slowly, loudly.
You must speak more clearly, slowly, loudly.
А теперь настоящее совершенное время. I have seen, I haven't seen, have you seen? Кит художник, как Рембрандт, Пикассо или Микеланджело. Мистер Грин тоже художник. Скорее, он маляр.
Anna?
Yes, Keith?
Have you seen my latest painting?
No, I haven't.
You must see it.
Painters paint paintings.
Michelangelo was a painter.
He painted paintings.
Have you seen St. Peter's Pieta?
No, Mike, I haven't.
You must see it. It's very good. It's well known.
See, seen.
Rembrandt was a painter.
He painted paintings.
Have you seen Dr. Tulp?
No, Mike, I haven't.
You must see it. It's very good. It's well known.
See, seen.
Picasso was a painter.
He painted paintings.
Have you seen Guernica?
No, I haven't.
You must see it. It's very good. It's well known.
See, seen.
Painters paint paintings.
Michelangelo was a well-known painter.
He is a well-known painter.
He painted well-known paintings.
Well-known.
Rembrandt was a well-known painter.
He is a well-known painter.
He painted well-known paintings.
Well-known.
Picasso was a well-known painter.
He is a well-known painter.
He painted well-known paintings.
Well-known.
Mr. Green is a painter.
Is he a well-known painter?
No, he isn't.
Does he paint paintings?
No, he doesn't. He paints houses. He paints well-known houses.
Well-known.
Мона Лиза – знаменитое полотно. Вы видели эту картину? Она, вероятно, в музее. Опишите ее. Вы должны ее описать. Если вы ее видели, то должны уметь рассказать о ней. Заметьте, что с глаголом must мы употребляем be able to, а не can.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Have you seen the Mona Lisa?
What's the Mona Lisa?
It's a painting.
No. No, it isn't in here.
I know it isn't in here. It's very well known.
I see.
It's probably in a museum.
Oh, then I have seen it.
It's a very well known painting.
Yes, I've seen it.
Describe it.
No.
You must describe it.
Why?
Because I don't believe you've seen it.
Look, if the Mona Lisa is a painting, I've seen it.
You must describe it.
I can't.
If you've seen it, you must be able to describe it.
I can't.
How do you know you've seen it?
I've seen every painting there is.
Can you remember it?
No.
You must be able to remember it.
Why?
It's very beautiful.
I'm glad I've seen it.
Describe it. You must describe it. If you've seen it, you must be able to describe it. Describe it.
Кит спрашивает Анну, знает ли она Фреда Брауна. Она его очень хорошо знает, поэтому она сможет его описать. Затем Кит спрашивает Майка, играет ли тот на гитаре. И спрашивает Маги, понимает ли он что-нибудь в математике. Если да, то он должен уметь отнимать 2 от 10. Помните, что can не употребляется после must. Мы говорим вместо этого... You must be able to.
Anna?
Yes, Keith?
Do you know Fred?
Fred who?
Fred Brown.
I know Fred Brown very well.
Can you describe him?
No, I can't.
You must be able to describe him.
You must be able to
describe him. You must be able to describe Fred. You know him very well.
Well, I can't.
Mike?
Yes, Keith?
Do you play the guitar?
I play the guitar very well.
Play this.
I can't.
You must be able to play.
You must.
Be able to.
Play. You must be able to.
Well, I can't.
McGee?
Yes, Keith?
Do you understand mathematics?
I understand mathematics very well.
Subtract 2 from 10.
I can't.
You must be able to subtract 2 from 10.
I can subtract 1 from 10.
What is it?
9.
Correct. So you must be able to subtract 2 from 10.
You must.
Be able to.
Subtract 2 from 10.
Well, I can't.
Anna knows Fred Brown very well.
She must be able to describe him.
Mike plays the guitar very well.
He must be able to play.
McGee understands mathematics very well.
He must be able to subtract 2 from 10. BBC English by Radio announced that must is not used with can. We say, if you know Mr. Brown, you must be able to describe him. Must is not used with can. We do not say must can. If McGee can subtract 1 from 10, he must be able to subtract 2 from 10. Must is not used with can. Thank you.
Мы уже знаем, что Кит художник, а еще он пишет пьесы, он драматург. Кит спрашивает в настоящем совершенном времени, читали ли вы мою последнюю пьесу? Шекспир, Гёте и Мольер тоже были драматургами. Вы читали пьесу Шекспира «Макбет»? Вы читали «Фауста» Гёте? А Мольера? Вы должны прочесть эти пьесы. Они замечательные.
Have you read my latest play?
Macbeth is a play.
Faust is a play.
Le Bourgeois Gentilhomme is a play.
Have you read my latest play, Anna?
No, I haven't.
You must read it.
Playwrights write plays.
Shakespeare was a playwright.
He was English.
Goethe was a playwright.
He was German.
Molière was a playwright.
He was French.
And I'm a playwright.
Keith is English.
Playwrights write plays.
Have you read Macbeth?
No, Mike, I haven't.
Macbeth by William Shakespeare?
I haven't read it.
You must read it. It's very good.
Read, read.
Have you read Faust?
No, I haven't.
Faust by Goethe?
I haven't read it.
You must read it. It's very good.
Read, read.
Have you read Le Bourgeois Gentilhomme?
No, I haven't.
Le Bourgeois Gentilhomme by Molière?
I haven't read it.
You must read it. It's very good.
Read, read.
You must read Macbeth. You must read Faust. You must read Le Bourgeois Gentilhomme. They're good.
Король Лир, пьеса Шекспира. Вы ее читали? Тогда вы должны уметь рассказать о ней. Я не верю, что вы ее читали.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Have you seen King Lear?
No. No, he isn't in here.
It's a play.
Oh, I see.
Have you read it?
It's a play?
Yes.
Ah, then I've read it.
It's by William Shakespeare. It's very well known.
Yes, yes, I've read it.
Describe it.
No.
You must describe it.
Why?
Because I don't believe you've read it.
Look, if King Lear is a play, I've read it.
You must describe it.
I can't.
You must be able to describe it.
I can't.
How do you know you've read it?
I've read every play there is.
Can you remember it?
No.
You must be able to remember it.
Why?
It's very beautiful.
I'm glad I've read it.
Кит рисует и пишет пьесы. И еще он рассказывает забавные шутки и анекдоты. Вы слышали его новую шутку? Анна, правда, не считает, что это хорошая шутка. Бетховен, Брамс и Чайковский – композиторы. Вы должны послушать их симфонические концерты. Кит их слышал. Have heard или has heard – настоящее совершенное время.
Анна, have you heard my latest joke?
No.
You must hear it. It's very good. What begins with E, ends with E, and has only one letter in it?
What begins with E, ends with E, and has only one letter in it? I don't know.
An envelope. An envelope. An envelope.
An envelope.
Yes, that's very good.
Have you heard my latest concerto?
No, I haven't.
You must hear it.
You didn't write that. Beethoven wrote it. And it isn't a concerto, it's a symphony.
But Beethoven wrote concertos.
Brahms wrote concertos.
And Tchaikovsky wrote concertos. They're composers.
Beethoven was a composer.
Brahms was a composer.
Tchaikovsky was a composer.
Beethoven composed the Emperor Concerto. Have you heard it?
No, I haven't.
It's very good. You must hear it.
Well, of course it is. It's by Beethoven.
You must hear it. You must hear it.
Yes, I must.
Brahms composed two piano concertos. Have you heard them?
No, I haven't.
You must hear them. They're very good.
Oh, of course they are. They're by Brahms.
You must hear them. You must hear them.
Yes, I must.
Tchaikovsky composed concertos. Have you heard them?
No, I haven't.
You must hear them. They're very good.
Of course they are. They're by Tchaikovsky.
You must hear them. You must hear them.
Yes, I must. BBC English by Radio announced that here is the verb, heard is the past. Has or have heard is the present perfect. Thank you.
Вы слышали какой-нибудь концерт Бетховена? Я не верю, что вы его слышали. Вы говорите, что слышали все концерты, но вы их не описали как следует.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Excuse me, but have you heard the Emperor Concerto?
The Emperor Concerto? The Emperor?
Have you heard it?
The Emperor? Well, no, there isn't an Emperor in here.
No, no, it's a concerto. The Emperor Concerto. Beethoven's Emperor Concerto.
Oh, it's a concerto.
Have you heard it?
Is it well known?
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, well, then, I've heard it.
Describe it.
Describe the Emperor Concerto?
Yes.
Well, it's very good. It's a very good concerto. And it's well known, very well known. And Beethoven composed it. Oh, yes, and he's well known, too.
I don't believe you've heard it.
Look, if the Emperor is a concerto, I've heard it.
Then describe it.
I have described it.
You haven't described it clearly.
Oh, clearly, Well, I can't describe it clearly.
How do you know you've heard it?
I've heard every concerto there is.
Can you remember it?
No.
You must be able to remember it.
Why?
It's very beautiful.
Well, I'm glad I've heard it.
Describe it. You must describe it. If you've heard it, you must be able to describe it.
Ну вот, на сегодня все. До следующей программы из серии «Английский на всякий случай». Всего доброго.
English fast, English slow, English anyway. English high, English low, English anyway. English you can learn.
Другие обучающие программы по английскому языку на нашем веб-сайте bbcrussian.com.
English anyway.